It's Fat Mascara and I could talk again.
What's up, guys? Jenna's back.
I'm back.
I'm here.
I'm a little bit...
Tiff is taking Instagram, like, story content.
That's right. We double duty
yes.
right now.
Tiff.
Okay, focus on the recording.
Okay.
I'm a little throaty, though, but
yes.
I'm here.
Okay.
So that's good. What do you want to talk about now that I can talk?
We have some hot topics today. One, this is like a bit of a riff off an Instagram story that we did this weekend. Really appreciated all your, you know, participation. Travel hacks. It is the height of summer. We're all traveling. What are you packing and what is making life easy?
Mm-hmm.
Then we search for a cure for buttony.
I think we have a couple cures. One of them is bound to work for you and your tush blemishes. For
and
sure.
And our guest.
On that note, Nam will like that. I think she'll
like
that topic.
Love her.
Nam Vo, queen of glowy skin, or like she coined the phrase dewy dumpling. She's a celebrity makeup artist, and we just had a great interview. She's
and
so much fun.
If you don't know what a dewy dumpling is, we'll fill you in.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Yeah.
Jen, I've been very busy this summer.
You have been. We've both been busy. What have you been up to?
Yes, I have been having a lot of weekend trips.
You go to the Hamptons now. She's got like friends in every state. Then there was a Vermont country weekend with your husband.
Yeah, we have family there.
I was like, you two are moving up in the world, and I'm still back here sweating my ass off in Brooklyn.
Oh, please. I literally park myself in front of like the AC every single night.
Unless you're traveling.
Unless I'm traveling. We're going away next week to the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Okay, that's so fancy. Keeping it real at the Jersey Shore.
And also, this is why we love you guys so much. We are recording two episodes this week, so you don't have to go a week without us. You're welcome.
I know. Okay, so I have really gotten serious about what I pack, like travel hacks.
You got it down, right?
Packing is my least favorite thing in the world. Like if I have a flight on a Sunday, I have no plans on Saturday because Saturday is packing
day. I used to be like, dude, the suitcase gets opened up, stares at you for a while. There's some thinking about it. You have to have it out so you can.
I go get a snack.
You get a snack. But I have it down to a science
you
now,
do?
Too. So tell me what's...
Okay,
what's
I don't
your...
have everything else down to a science, except I think I've gotten better. Not science-like with the beauty traveling. Okay, so one, I've realized that you cannot bring... These are just like... I'm going to give you like five things that I've learned.
Just quick tips.
Quick tips. I now use a tiny cleansing balm versus like a face wash because I've noticed that the face washes do not get rid of the mascara. And the last thing you want to do is be a house guest and get your mascara resin all over their like frotte.
Oh, meanwhile, I'm the one traveling to hotels, and I'm like, well, I'm not.
I've been seeing a lot of like houses.
So I don't feel gross though when I leave like a mascara washcloth for someone.
Yeah. So it's a double duty balm. What else?
Which one are you using?
Right now I'm using a little Naturopathica one, like the honey one.
Oh yes, lovely.
Minis. So you can either make your own minis or like, you know, minis if you get from, if you do beauty boxes. Jen and I get a lot of minis through work. So minis are the name of the game. I also do not, I keep it simple. You know, if you're traveling, sometimes your face gets, you know, dry or whatever from the air or if you're out in the sun. Now is not the time to try your like active products. I really bring the most gentle things
ever. We're talking skincare.
Skincare. Then I've also realized that shampoo and conditioner actually matter. I'm sorry, this took me really like late to the game to realize that.
Oh my God, you were using like hotel or whatever was
if I was at the hotel, I'd use that. But I also like realized that I was not taking care of my color if I was away for a week or something. And then I felt like it looked dull and brassy.
Mine gets red, but yes, same idea.
Then I don't fuck with disposable razors. I bring my Billy razor.
Have you ever had to borrow one from like a resort or a hotel? You literally will be bleeding. You might bleed out in the hotel shower.
Disposable razors, whether it's at home or in a hotel, I have always, one time, and this is like, I don't want to talk about this, don't ask me too many questions. I cut myself so badly as a kid that I still have a scar. So I don't even know why I messed with them ever again. But just don't do it. Just bring your razor, bring a little extra thing, whatever. Don't do it. And then like the last thing you do is bleeding all over like your friends' like towels.
I'm really concerned about everybody's towels.
I like to keep it like neat and clean. I like it to feel like I wasn't even there.
I'm a good house guest like that too. Right? I think that's important. Yes.
Yeah, very important. What else? What else do I have? Oh, this is kind of like not sexy, but I get we've talked about how I feel about plane travel. I feel like everyone's bloated. Everyone's disgusting.
Can I just like reiterate a point you had before? Jess thinks that you're bloated because you're using plastic utensils.
Because you're taking in more air. I've never seen Tiff look so confused.
My favorite is that you thought sporks make you bloated.
Just like the fast eating. You're not sitting properly. You're sitting in a weird, weird, schlumpy. Everything is like
gobbling in air with your plastic.
Gobbling in air, like a processed food that Lord knows when it was made or how long.
Nothing to do with the pressure.
With the
changes
pressure,
on the
that's
plate.
Part of it. I'll give you that. It's part of it.
Being sarcastic.
But it's so disgusting. So I like to bring gas medicine.
Which, do you have one?
Yeah, I like to bring a Beano.
Does that work?
I think so. I like to bring a Beano or gas medicine if I feel really bloated.
That's so funny that you did that because when you
told
me
chewable, like a gas X.
When you told me you wanted to talk about this, I was like, I have my travel tips and the tip number one has to do with bloating.
Yeah, bloating is real.
Like even if you're not on a plane, I think even being sitting in the car for 5 hours for some reason, like you get a little puffed up. So mine is I bought a 32-ounce wide mouth Nalgene, you know, like an old school, like when you're hiking.
Yeah.
And I fill that up and I drink that whole entire thing like before the trip starts and then 8 ounces of water every. I swear when you drink water, it fills out your stomach so that the area where the gas is held has less room so it doesn't build up in there.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Thank you, Dr. Goldstein.
I actually have talked to doctors about this too, but water is like the most important
thing.
But
then you have to probably pee all the time on the plane or the train.
You do, but say maybe then you have to fart. You'll do it there and not to whoever you're traveling with. I'm like, how many times have you held in a fart like in a car with someone? You're not answering.
No. I'm laughing. Yeah, that's you know, I take it as far as the gas X moment.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And then my other thing is I'm a decanter. You always look for travel size, but yeah. I think what you said
you
is
decant.
I decant because I want to keep my consistency of the products that I know that work.
Sure.
Because people always say, oh, I break out when I'm traveling or my makeup doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. It's because you're using whatever you had around that was travel sized, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I bought this kit at Sephora, like Come Fly With Me or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it has... Those little containers have lasted me. It's been, I think, 2 years now. And I just keep refilling them. And I even made little labels for the top that says face wash, hair serum. And, you know, like they never get, they're so small. I don't even think they see them on the X-ray machine. Like it doesn't even read as a liquid. I never even have to take it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then, of course, 5 minute face palette.
I was just going to say, we never talked about makeup. Yeah. Charlotte Tilbury 5 minute face palette. Awesome.
I think that thing's being discontinued. So we're going to have to come up with another makeup palette.
Another good thing, sometimes just a bronzer, an eyeliner, and a mascara, and like a concealer, and then obviously your lip of choice. I think the bronzer can like give you a whole face.
I'll go a multi-stick. Laura Mercier makes a good one.
That's nice.
It's like a rosy tone. Also, Physicians Formula is coming out with a new organic line. That tinted lip balm, when it comes out, I've been using that on my cheeks, my lips, my eyes.
Yeah, Jen and I went to the event on like one of the hottest mornings in New York so far.
It was a multi-use product.
It was well worth it.
Dreams won't give you gas.
You know, hit us with your tips. That was a really fun Insta story Tiff did this weekend. Thanks, Tiff. But we're, you know, summer's going strong, so I still want to know what you guys are doing to survive the travel season.
So, from gassy travel to butts. Wow.
When Nam's going to be so happy
episode. When you keep listening and hear Nam's episode, she says own up to who you are and what you mean and tell the truth to people that are listening. So here you go. I, Jennifer Goldstein, have actually Jennifer Sullivan now.
Oh, did you change it for real?
So I ordered this kit where it does all the name changing for you. I forget what it's called. Hitch Stitch or Hitch Quick.
Okay. Hitch Fix?
Switch. Or? Switch.
Hitch? Stitch Fix.
Hitch Switch.
Oh, Hitch Switch.
Obviously, this is not a sponsor.
Yeah, Hitch Switch. That's hard to say, Hitch Switch.
Cute name, though, because it's actually kind of complicated to change your name.
I know. I never did it for a number of reasons, but I mean, just the changing. And then are you going to change your byline? Is it going to be Jennifer Sullivan?
I hadn't thought about that, but I just legally, I want to have
legally,
the same name.
Legally, that's fine. Legally, that's fine. But like, do we have to introduce you with that mascara, Jennifer Sullivan?
Let's try right now and see how it goes.
So, and I'm with Jennifer Sullivan.
I, Jennifer
mascara.
Sullivan. Have butt acne.
That actually sounds. You actually
my
look like
so
a Jennifer.
Proud.
You actually look like a Jennifer Sullivan.
Really? So my best friend Lara, you met Lara.
Yeah, yeah.
She said it looks like a mom with a bob who like brings oranges during halftime at soccer games. Jennifer Sullivan.
No, you're doing the name justice. I think. Okay. I think you look good.
What are we talking about?
Butts.
Okay. So I have butt acne. Here's the thing. It is not acne. So I've been doing a lot of research.
What is it?
It could be one of two things, and I'll give you help for either of them. So the main thing that most people think it is, and my friend Rupa is a dermatologist in Pasadena.
Yes.
And she's like, it's often folliculitis. Folliculitis is also the same thing you get as like an ingrown hair. It's like just an inflammation where bacteria got into the root of the hair follicle and caused a little red bumpy thing. So if it looks like a guy's beard kind of version of ingrown hair, or like there's a lot of them and they're not really pustularly.
If they're like cystic looking, you mean?
No, not if they're cystic. If they look like ingrown hairs, which can get cystic,
yeah.
It's probably folliculitis. So there's bacteria involved. And then she suggests a salicylic body wash. Neutrogena makes a great one.
That's
body
the best
acne
one.
Clearing.
The best one.
And then she goes with benzoyl peroxide lotion as if it were acne on your butt. Honestly, it didn't work for me.
Did it stain your underwear? Did it bleach your underwear?
It can do that as well.
Yeah.
As you know with
BP, benzoyl. Like it'll bleach like your sheets, towels, everything.
So the thing I'm using now was actually recommended by Dr. Dendi Engelman.
Okay.
So it's called Hibic Cleanse, H-I-B-I-C-L-E-N-S. Have you ever gone to the dermatologist and they use that like pink or red, really antiseptic face cleanser before you say get Botox or something?
Okay.
Or almost like a surgical wash.
Sure.
Actually, I had to get a surgery once on my knee and they make you wash with this for the days in advance. Because this cleanser, which you could buy on like Amazon, it's like even though you're not a doctor, you could still buy it.
How do you spell that? H-I-B-I?
Like hibiscus, but cleanse.
Okay, Hibiclens.
I don't know if there's hibiscus in it, but it does kind of smell like that. It kills staph, which is often one of the bacteria that's on our skin that can cause folliculitis. And then it also kills like P. acnes and other bacteria that you're used to hearing about. But it like is like a wide grade antibacterial cleanser.
So I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, but is the buttony caused by like friction and heat, or is it caused from like something internal? Like what causes the buttony?
It's like there's already bacteria on all of our skin.
Mm-hmm.
You rubbed a little near the hair follicle, got irritated, the bacteria got in, you got a little infection.
So people who exercise frequently might
That's what they always said to me. Like make sure you shower right away after you exercise.
Yeah, that's
Don't
I've
wear
heard.
Tight clothes. But I'm sorry, what clothing other than like a muumuu can you wear that's not like your underwear rests up against your butt?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think you and I have had this conversation before. But what kind of underwear?
I have tried thong. I've tried cotton. I've tried everything.
Oh, you've tried everything? Okay.
Okay. So folliculitis. Now here's the twist. Sometimes it's not folliculitis. It's keratosis pilaris.
Oh, and that's like the bumpies that we get on our arms.
So KP, you guys, we've talked about the back of your upper arms, sometimes your thighs. It's not quite as pustularly looking. It just looks like – it feels like chicken skin.
Yeah.
So some women either have a mix of both of them or it's actually just KP on their tush. And if that's the case, bacteria is not as much of an issue. It's just like a keratin overgrowth of like the hair follicle or the pore. And so if you were to look at it, there's no infection there. It's just the extra keratin cells from your skin.
So would it be helpful to use like a lactic acid lotion?
Or glycolic. Or Dendi was saying, If you're not sure, really a derm has to look at it with a loop to know. But salicylic does both things because it's
And what is a loop?
Oh, remember we learned it's the doctors use them to look close up on your skin.
Right. Okay.
Who told us that? Dr. Fusco.
Okay. A loop.
So salicylic is both antibacterial and it also is an exfoliator. So that could be a first, you know, your first try
but
if you're not sure.
Is it ever just straight up acne?
No, hereditary acne or like hormonal doesn't happen on your butt.
Weird. Okay.
Okay. Last thing. I'm almost done. I swear. Okay. I did lots of research. You're like looking at me like, what else?
I'm like, okay.
Dr. Dendy recommended Eucerin Roughness Relief.
Oh, wow.
Roughness Relief? I'm saying
No, I know that product.
So it has urea. And urea is interesting because it is both an exfoliator and moisturizing. And a lot of doctors like that for keratosis pilaris. Woof.
Wow.
Did I do my homework, girl?
You really did your homework.
I mean, my butt still has a couple pimples, so talk to me in a couple weeks after I've been using the Hibiclens Cleanse and the Roughness Relief.
Do you apply it at night or you apply it in the morning or both?
I like shower with it in the shower. Like okay. And then the spot treatment from Eucerin I've been putting on in the morning and at night.
Okay. All right. Well, give us some progress.
Maybe I'm
going to
have Eric do it because I can't see all the way back there sometimes.
So romantic.
Jennifer Sullivan, I no longer have butt acne. Soon. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her.
Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we asked guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
We are here with makeup artist Nam Vo, who is basically the queen of glowy skin. You've worked with celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Kylie Jenner, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. You're also, I'm just going to say, you coined the phrase dewy dumpling skin.
I did.
That's you. Whoever says they think they came up with it, it was you.
They're wrong.
Welcome to Fat Mascara,
Nam. Welcome,
Nam.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We've wanted to have you on for a while. Okay, so first, I just want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
We've been doing this late. We just want to get to know our guests better on like a fundamental, like real talk level.
Okay.
All right. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
You know what? This is so basic, but strawberry at Van Leeuwen.
Oh, at Van Leeuwen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fancy.
Pretty basic.
Well,
the Van Leeuwen elevates it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Strawberry is kind of like a quirky flavor.
Thank you.
Somebody once said that strawberry is for perverts.
It is. I'm not you, perverted. Now. I'm a little perverted.
She's going to own it.
Okay. Okay. Cats or dogs? What's your preference?
Dogs. Mm. For sure.
Oh, God.
Do you have
very
one?
Very definitive.
I used to.
Oh, what was its name?
It was, his name was Bear, and he was a very drop-dead gorgeous Pomeranian.
Oh,
like
I love
supermodel status. Like, remember Boo?
Yeah.
Yes. Almost as cute. Not quite as cute.
Poor Bear. That's really funny. Okay. Most embarrassing song on your playlist right now?
Lucky by Britney Spears.
Don't be embarrassed. There's no shame.
Celebrity girl crush?
Oh, my God. Bella Hadid.
Oh,
she smolders.
Yeah.
Super babe.
Okay. Favorite nail polish color?
I never say this right. It's like a blush pink from Chanel or Gandhi or Gami. I think it might be Origami.
Is it Origami?
Yeah, Origami. or it's French or maybe, I don't know, Organ.
Or Organdé, like the fabric. They're
Like Organza, yeah. Like the French word for Organza.
It starts with Organ and I don't know how it ends.
We're going to have to do a fact check on
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And Chanel. Tiff, get on it.
Yeah, but also I appreciate a buzz from Chanel. Okay. And favorite place to go get dumplings?
Like
the kind you eat.
Okay, so Joe Shanghai for like old school dumplings. And then if you want to go modern, what is that? Red Farm.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to go have their duck.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. Decoy, downstairs.
I heard, but it's like $98.
Yeah, honey, get daddy to pay.
Okay, daddy will pay. Let's hope daddy's not vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's get to work. What is dewy dumpling skin?
It's plump, moist, healthy, and delicious, just like a dumpling.
I love it. Okay, now this is going to go a whole other level. But I heard you got your start.
Of course you love strawberry ice cream.
I heard you got your start in strip clubs.
I did.
Is that
you know,
right?
Yeah, I always tell people that when I first moved to New York, everybody, like, I would go to parties and I would meet people and everybody was cool. Like, I'm shooting Italian Vogue and I'm shooting Bazaar. And I was always embarrassed. And they would be like, what do you do? Because I would tell people I was a makeup artist. And then I was always embarrassed to tell especially other makeup artists that were successful that I was a strip club makeup artist. But now it's a part of my origin story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I'm actually proud of. And I look back and I just think that it's really funny. And I always tell people, like, it's always good to start at the bottom and climb your way up. You know, if I was like born in like a really wealthy family with like flawless skin, I don't think I would be who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I, I was doing strippers and I learned a lot. Not about makeup. I learned a lot about men at the strip club.
What did you learn?
They're not that smart. You just need to make them feel good about themselves.
But you were like backstage. You never went out there to
learn. No. I never did. But I have to tell you, there were some times that I was short on rent. And I don't know if you know this, but in New York, it's only
have
topless.
You stripped?
No, I never have.
Oh, okay.
But they were always wanting Asian girls. There's like a shortage of Asian strippers.
Okay.
So I never did.
Do they still want to be called strippers, or is there like a more, should we call them exotic dancers?
Exotic dancers. Okay. And I forgot there was a name. They were,
okay.
You know how like Sephora has cast members?
Yes.
Strippers, they call them something else. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah. So did they ask you to dance?
Oh yeah, many times. When I went to the job interview, they thought I was a stripper and he wanted to take a digital of me and take my top off. And I was like, no, sweetie, I'm here for the makeup job.
Oh my God.
That's like hard work though. Those long hours, I bet.
Yeah, I would come in at 4:30 p.m. and leave at 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
Because you don't get paid until the strippers are done at the end of the night and cast you out.
They tip you out.
They tip you. But you pay if you work at a strip club, not only do the strippers pay, it's like working at a salon and renting a station. I pay the house.
Interesting.
Everybody pays the house.
Would you always cover your like chair or your whatever it was house?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty like decent money, but I didn't know this also, but stripping comes in seasons. So
what?
So the strippers, the big markets are like Miami, Vegas, and then New York. So when New York is cold, you go to Miami. Then I don't know what the season was, but strippers like went on tour.
Really? So when were you busy in New York?
Like summertime.
Oh, when everybody's so sweaty anyway?
Yeah.
Or I like thought it'd fall. Be the holiday. It's like holiday, like
holiday a little bit.
No, just like, you know, boys going out after work, like cutting out early kind of thing.
So it depended on the season.
Okay, so now what's the difference between the glow you want to give an exotic dancer and like IRL glow that, you know, we all want to walk around on the streets?
Well, exotic dancers, actually, it's ironic enough that they don't really, they want matte, like long lasting thought makeup. You know, they want, they're very thoughtful. but glowy makeup, I think that, you know, I always say trends come and go, like whatever, even like probably highlighting porn is going to come and go. But no matter where you go in the world, I saw this years ago when I was a kid, you know, like in every culture, beauty is defined differently. Like in Vietnam, where my parents are from, they like thinner lips. And when I went to teach a class there, everybody drew their lips smaller.
Really?
In some like African tribes, wide noses are beautiful. But the one thing that's considered universally beautiful wherever you go is beautiful clear skin.
Mm.
So that's the train that I will be riding on.
Okay.
Okay, so they have like glitter and stuff.
No, back up for a second. Where are you from?
I'm from San Jose, California, which is, you know, Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted to picture the whole thing.
So there was no, it was more matte look for the dancers. But what about glitter? They're like notorious for a man leaves a strip club and has glitter.
No.
Not anymore?
That's a theory. There's no glitter at the strip club.
Obviously, I frequent strip clubs and know a lot about them.
Is it like a body sheen?
You could put a body sheen, but no glitter because glitter gets on the husbands. So,
oh my God.
And you don't want to leave any evidence. And did you know another thing? I shouldn't be giving all these secrets, but
no, hit it.
On your credit card, when you pay, if you go to like Penthouse, it will say Blake Steakhouse. It like, so if your wife looks at your credit card statement,
oh,
it will
say,
oh,
that's funny.
Yeah. Or it'll say
your,
something
like W-2 statement, like the steakhouse.
From the steakhouse.
Yeah, Blake Steakhouse.
$10.99.
Which is a really good steakhouse, by the way.
What are some great like body highlighters that make you look really banging?
Yeah, like, how do you hide cellulite on the...
Okay, yeah. Okay. So I'm obsessed with Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful. I also... So my secret concoction is I take Sol de Janeiro and then I do two pumps of like the new Huda highlighter.
And explain what Sol de Janeiro is.
The bum bum cream,
It's like the bum bum cream. You can buy it at Sephora. And
it smells
like
really good.
It smells beautiful and it just makes the skin look like wet, juicy, and it leaves like a very, very fine shimmer. Not glittery, but it just leaves and it photographs beautifully.
Okay, so the Sol de Janeiro and the Huda.
Yeah, the Huda, the luminous something drops. I just drop like two of the dark drops and then like the medium Sol de Janeiro, and it's like a dream come true.
And strippers, like you would use this on the strippers, on the entertainers?
Oh, no, I use it on, back in the days, I would, because I didn't have a budget, I was like getting
Huda's
things for
free.
I wasn't getting things for free like I do now. Mm-hmm. So I think back in the days, I used to use Burt's Bee. Actually, they make like a pearly, I know, they make like a pearly lotion and then I might like beat some bronzer into it.
Okay.
Back when I didn't have free products like I do now. But now that I get everything for free, then I drench people in fancy things.
Was this like 10 years ago you were working there?
like maybe 8 years ago.
So 8 years ago, strippers were covered in Burt's Bees. Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting
partnership. Oh, you know what? Burt's Bee and then the Laura Mercier, you know how that she makes a translucent powder, but there's a like a glowy version of it. Like an angel
yes.
dust.
Yes.
That's really, really pretty.
Okay. All right. So, okay, I know this about you because we've talked. You are notorious, probably people who work on set with you, for your skincare before makeup.
Yes.
Like, you won't even start doing makeup for, like, many minutes into a shoot.
Yes.
So what is it that, like, you do? And can you walk us through how you prep a face and why that's so important?
Well, first of all, it depends. Like, if it's a red carpet, then I'm not going to drench you with all this oil and serum and layer. But if it's for, like, a typical, like, glow porn editorial, like what you see.
Glow porn.
Like what you see. And then I will tone. I'll massage like three layers of oil on, and then I use the beauty blender. What's the Blotterati? And so the secret with oil is skin just naturally loves oil. It mm-hmm. like just, you notice any oil, you put it on the skin and the skin just really gravitates
drinks
and lights
it up.
Mm-hmm. Drinks it up. So what I do is I warm it up like really, really warm, and then I press into the face, and then I use Blotterati and I take off the excess. So you're not going to get that surface residue, but the hydration is already pressed into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends. Sometimes I like to use like the fresh concentrate. Sometimes I use SK2. And it depends on the person. Like some people walk in, like a lot of models, you know, come from a long flight and their skin looks really thirsty. Then I have to quench that thirst. And some people are like more on the oily side. It really is a case-by-case scenario, but it is a lot of skin prep. And a lot of times I either use my fingers or like a Rifa roller and I massage a lot.
Oh, we were just talking about Rifa mm-hmm, today.
Funny. Yeah. So...
Massage
and Rifa, for those who don't know what a Rifa roller is, because I don't think everyone does, how would you describe that?
It's a fancy Japanese roller. So like when you use a jade roller, it's inexpensive. A Rifa roller, it has microcurrent that like works with the light mm-hmm. and you can't physically see it. But I mean, I just basically think anytime the skin is like, whether you put like a, you know, like a vibrating cleanser or you use a Rifa or you use, you know, high frequency or whatever, anything that really stimulates and moves blood flow around the skin mm-hmm. is good.
Okay.
But you could even do that with your fingers too.
Exactly. If you're good at massaging, like gua sha, whatever floats your boat.
So what do people get wrong about working with highlighting products? I'm sure you see a lot of don'ts.
Well, you know what's interesting? Okay, I'll answer this in a reverse way. Is that one of the questions people love to ask me the most about in press is, what's your favorite highlighter? What's your favorite highlighter? How do you get the look? What's your favorite? And it's really not about the highlighter. Like, if you look at my glow porn, highlighter is just the cherry on top of the whole look. It's like the skin is already wet. And so I don't put highlighter on dry, fucked up skin. I put it on when the whole look is complete and then it's so, like, mesmerizing to look at. But I think that something that women get wrong oftentimes is too much coverage. Like, for me, I rather look like I have a couple of flaws or, like, you know, a little bit of melasma than to look like I have a dry pancake on my face. And I think the problem that women make a lot is that I think for hundreds of years, it's been going on that they naturally, you know, like we all went through a max studio fix phase,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you
some
just.
Some people are still in it.
Yeah. And it's like a 12-step program because first of all, it like you're addicted to it. Then if you break out, you need it to cover the breakout. And it's just like a vicious cycle, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that something like max studio fix, I love you, Mac. Don't get this wrong. It's great for like stage makeup or like if you're a news anchor or certain things, but if you want really luminous skin, slapping powder all over your face, especially if you're over the age of 25, doesn't really do anybody any favors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
so it's not so much about the highlighter, but what's under the highlighter.
It's about the whole look that by the time you put the highlighter on, it just finishes and like completes
okay.
a beautiful luminous look. But I don't really think it's so much about highlighter because if I walked around the street right now and grabbed like the most like gorgeous highlighter, like I don't know, Becca's Champagne Pop, and I started swiping it on everyone, it wouldn't look good unless the whole look
mm-hmm, you do your mm-hmm, work first.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is the thing about dewy that I've noticed. It might be an age thing,
okay.
but there's a certain subset of women. It might be a cultural thing too, as you were yeah. talking about Vietnam, like different shaped lips. They still see dewy skin. They're like, oh, that's oily.
Right, I don't or like, sweaty.
Or sweaty. Mm-hmm,
right.
So what do you think the difference is, A, between dewy and oily? And do you think this is also another trend that it'll just go back to we're all going to want to do the 90s, like Gwen Stefani matte face look?
Okay, so I think dewy looks healthy. It looks like there's moisture, like this Dewy looks like your skin just drank a gallon of water. Oily looks greasy and unflattering, and it looks like you could fry an egg on your forehead. So I think that, you know, there's...
And like the place, like right in the center.
Yeah, yeah,
the
like, you know, yeah. So, I mean, I'm more on the oily side, but I embrace my oiliness. And I think that there's also different levels because, you know, people, you know, and a lot of things that you see on Instagram, it's aspirational and it's editorial and it's a little bit over the top. But I just think that healthy, moist skin... Dewy should look like an extreme amount of moisture. Like your skin's just
like
extremely
I just drank
moist.
A ton of water.
Exactly. Which I never drink water. I should start.
Everybody, let's drink some water.
Taking a moment. Water
Dewy
break.
Dewy from the inside out. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I feel like when I use highlighters or any kind of glossy products, you know, Jen and I always talk about these like glossing sticks that look great.
We like the Chanel Balm Essential.
Love that one.
And we like the Ciate Dewy
Sticks. Yeah.
Oh, I have that. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh my God. You have to try it.
Okay. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. I'll open it when I get home.
But if I use one of those sticks, I know that I have to pop it in my bag if I want to maintain that look versus like... You know, a Charlotte Tilbury Film Star Bronze and Glow, I know that, like, I probably am not going to touch up because it kind of lasts. So what, how can you, like, you know, you do all these dewy faces. Which ones are great for staying put? And do we have to just kind of resign ourselves to you're going to have to touch up with some of them?
Well, it really depends. Like, some people, everybody wears makeup differently. And for me, if my highlighter, I do my makeup once in the morning and I might powder like around my nose. But if my highlighter kind of fades, I just let it be. It's not one of those things where I look in the mirror and I'm like, my cheeks aren't popping.
It's banging right now.
Oh, is it?
You
know what
I'm using? Everything.
I'm obsessed with the new Becca Silk highlighting drops. They're gorgeous. And then another. So it really depends. A lot of times I'll do a cream and then I'll stack a powder. But if you're talking about one of these sticky dewy sticks, mm-hmm. like the Chanel Balm or like the Kevin Aucoin Glass Glow,
yeah, yeah.
that's not flattering with powder on top because it makes it a weird texture.
It pills a little.
So
yeah, it's good.
I don't know, like highlighter, it really depends on your preference and if you want to be subtle or like burn out some corneas.
I want to burn out the corneas.
Yeah, I like to burn out some corneas.
Okay, speaking of burning out corneas,
yes.
you do it on the reg. You are a makeup artist who I feel like has risen up in fame by doing your own makeup for other women to see.
Yeah.
Which I really love.
Thank you.
And it inspires me. Two-part question. Do you think that's helped your career? And how do you get so comfortable in front of the camera?
Girl, if you watch my videos like 5 years ago, I used to be like, hi, I'm makeup artist Sambo. This is vitamin C derived. You know how it changed everything for me?
What?
Instagram stories. I think that once I started putting it selfie mode and I...
Do you look at yourself or the camera?
I look into my own eyes and I just like... It's like talking to a friend. Nobody wants to hear a professional professor teacher talk about ingredients. If I'm like, hey, dumplings, this is going to light you up. And when I'm just myself, I just think that that's when my career really grew. When I was busy like talking about being technical and being stiff and talking about ingredients and like... It was really bad for me. But I think Insta stories really helped me warm up. And I think Instagram is a very interesting place. One, I think it's very soul sucking. But number two, I think it's also like so much fun. I could literally like go on Instagram Live and be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite lipstick. You could share and edit your life and you could be your own magazine and be who you want to be.
Sure.
And my career has very much changed because like 3 years ago, I was doing editorial and I was hired to be on set and my agent had to go like praying that like if I wanted to shoot for like Bazaar or something, they would submit my book amongst like 20-30s where now I get to showcase my work and my brand voice and I get to be inappropriate and talk about glowgasms and glow jobs. And, you know, so many sometimes like my friends and my agent's like, ma'am, are you sure you should say that? But I actually think people like it because nobody wants to be with like an uptight, you know, somebody with a stick up their ass.
Yeah. There are a lot of those. So,
But I feel like if there's a makeup artist out there, and maybe you're an attractive woman, let's just be frank.
I love you.
But like if she's not comfortable with the way she looks or he's not, or they're just like a behind the scenes kind of person, they got into doing makeup because they want other people to be beautiful. Like you kind of, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
Like you're a good looking woman. It helps your career because when you put makeup on yourself, everybody's like, I want to look like that.
Thank you.
She's using all her tools.
I'm using what God gave me. I don't have much of a brain. I don't know what 2+2 is. I don't know left to right. I'm actually happy.
She definitely knows that. I know you know that.
This is very like faux
I can highlight in my sleep. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. So I think it is an interesting time because I tell people all the time, I feel tremendously lucky there are tremendously talented makeup artists that work at the Clinique counter at the airport, you know? So unfortunately, this business is not only about talent. It's about timing. It's about it's about a lot of things. And unfortunately, in this day and age, it's kind of sad because talent isn't enough. And I'm friends with like a lot of makeup artists. And my advice to people when it comes to social media is like, I love Makeup by Mario. He's so talented. I'm not busy trying to be Makeup by Mario. I stay in my lane. And, you know, I tell people when it comes to social media, everybody and their mama wants to build a social media preference. Like, so like I have a girlfriend who like had flawless skin and like broke out with acne. And I was like, go on your Insta stories and talk about it. Talk about how you, because when you put makeup on, you cover it, it looks beautiful. Tell everybody about the products that you're using. That's how the brands will notice you. And you have to, like, if you're pregnant, talk about that. If you're trying to lose weight for your wedding, talk about that. If you're obsessed with cats, like you have to, there's 1,000 billion people to follow. So you have to really be mindful about, be genuine to who you are and just tell your story.
Do you think the time to be private, like Jen and I have this conversation a lot, you know, a lot of our peers, they put it all out there and like it works for them. It's working for them. But personally, like I'm not like, oh, I'm never on Instagram. I do say like, oh, here's my cat. And like, you know,
her cat has his own Instagram. You should follow him.
Like, love this TV show. Anyone else? Like I do little things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone who lives, you know, it's not like people know what I do at night or on the weekend, like regularly. So I'm curious, do you think that in the time in like 2019, you need to put that away, like that kind of private personal away in order to be like,
oh yeah, it kills
successful.
My soul. So like
that's what you said. Okay, so when you said soul sucking, I want to interrupt you and be like, what do you mean? But I figured we'd get to that. Keep going.
Well, for example, as funny as you should speak, I'm actually going on a 2-week Instagram detox. And I just got notification that I'm 37% down on my screen time. Congratulations to me.
Wow.
And you know what it is? I just think that it's, I'm like, for me, I'm talking personally, like I'm bombarded by everybody's Instagram stories. Like I might do like maybe 5 stories a day and then I post on my grid once or twice. I don't want to be glued to my phone. And moving forward, I don't know when the social media bubble is going to blow up. And I want to believe tomorrow if Instagram got canceled, I would still have a skill and a job. So I'm taking a two-week break and I just really want to be mindful. Like, for example, I don't open every single influencer box anymore because I don't want to bore my people. So
you open them, you just might not put it on the.
I open them. I just might not put it.
Everybody's like, I'm not sending her anything anymore.
No, I just want to be more mindful. For example, like, I think my new strategy moving forward is I'm going to probably like have on Tuesdays, I'm going to do like save money, honey. And then on Thursdays, I'm going to talk about my like facials. It's like a lot because you, especially as editors, you know, we get thrown like treatments and facials like every single day. But I'm thinking for my audience, does it help that every single week I'm at a new facial? I need to be able to be mindful to be like, hey, melasma discoloration dumplings. These are the best facials.
Melasma dumplings.
Hey, aging, wrinkling dumplings. Like, this is the best. Like, I think that it's just been like overwhelming with content, product, services, influencer trips, like gifts. And I'm tremendously grateful for all of it. But I just don't feel like throwing it up on social media every day anymore. So moving forward, I just want to be more mindful about what I post. I mean, it should be natural, but I'm just like, there's just too much. Like, I took 2 weeks off and I'm like, oh, I should post this editorial and then this article and then this. And oh my God, I'm obsessed with this mask. And oh my God, this lipstick. Like,
you should definitely post about your fat mascara episode.
Yes, when I am.
If that's not on your Instagram, I'll kill you.
I'll be back Sunday the 20 something.
We want to be your dumplings.
Do you put your personal life on it or is it always like beauty focused?
No, because you want to know why. You guys have husbands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got
so
married.
Like, isn't it heartbreaking? I hate when a breakup happens, the unfriending, the families, the this, the that. And the worst part is I hate deleting photos of us, especially cute photos of me.
I know.
Right? That's like the most...
I had a breakup and I went back through but I didn't want to erase it completely. I also think that's weird when people just like erase the existence of a person.
I think that's weird. I had this conversation with someone once. I think that's like disrespectful to the person and like the time.
No, I don't want to be reminded of...
Oh, this doesn't sound like it was so great.
Yeah, no, I don't want to... No, actually, it wasn't even that bad. I just don't want to be reminded and... God, he was sexy as hell. But
can we see a photo?
Yeah, later. I'll show you a photo. But
it's like she's on Raya and she's all these photos and it's like cropped really weird.
Right?
Because you looked good.
Yeah. So But I just
don't want to have to do that.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, oftentimes too, maybe I'm wrong, but when I probably was in a relationship a couple of years ago, and every day I was like, man crush Monday, my dream guy, I'm so lucky, lying with roses in bed that he gave me. And like, I just actually look back, and if I'm really honest with myself, I was probably insecure about that relationship. That's why I had to throw it up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just, yeah, it's private.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm in love
like
with Bradley Cooper.
Little, like,
oh, should we let him know?
Yeah,
you're
he's
available?
My neighbor.
Wait, Bradley Cooper's your neighbor?
Yeah, we live in the same
street.
What's
the deal now? Like, what's happening with him?
I don't know. Bradley, your agent, anybody?
I think you got to get in with his mom is kind of the thing with him, right?
Oh, he's like a mama's boy.
He brings her on like red. Yeah. Come on, we know how to work.
He's like really into the Eagles too. So why don't you
Philly?
Start
I love
wearing?
The Eagles.
I'm from Philly. We could talk later. We got and you have to
just
speak French.
Jersey.
I think he speaks French too.
Yeah, I think he
does.
Do
you know French?
Je t'aime.
All right,
you love
you're
him.
In.
Baguette.
There you go. You're Bradley's new woman.
Yeah,
he's probably married. Actually,
no, he broke up with that Irina. Whatever.
Because he saw Nam on looking all glowy on the sidewalk, and he was like, "I want some of that dumpling.
Watch it."
Yeah, you totally
and
have.
And you know what? I'm allergic to alcohol. He doesn't drink. We both like to meditate, and we live on the same street.
I mean,
this seems like a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
He could be your man dumpling.
Nam, do you think I should be Nambo or Nambo Cooper?
I think Nambo.
Nambo Cooper sounds like a power tool.
Nambo Cooper. Don't hurt yourself with that Nambo Cooper.
I like it. It's cute.
I like it too. I support you in all things,
thank
Bradley.
You so much.
Nambo. That's
and
fine.
All things Dewey. I think we've like,
I think we're done.
I'm
that's
satisfied.
That's it. That was so fun.
Yeah, because we want to have fun with you. We're not going
like
to put you under the gun. Thank
we're
you so
fun.
Much.
Thanks,
thank
Nam.
You so much, guys.
Let us know what happens with Brad.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Love you, Brad.
It's time to raise a wand. All right, you ready, Jess?
I'm ready.
First of all, I just want to be little fat dumplings and like live in Nambo's purse forever. Isn't she the cutest?
She is the best. I have to say I really enjoy that conversation.
What did she say on the way out the door?
She goes like, bye dumplings, right?
Yeah, she said, keep it glowy or something.
Oh, yeah. Keep it glowy.
Is
it weird if I steal that signature?
No, we need like a fat mascara one.
All right.
We're now taking submissions. DM us. Okay, so ready to raise a wand. Here we go. Candles in the summer. So my thinking is I'm so hot. Even lighting a candle feels hot.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't add heat to
the
room.
I know what you mean.
But let's be honest. If your AC is on the fritz, you don't want to go and light a candle in the summer.
No.
But I still like to have a nice scent in my house.
I feel like I know what you're going to say. Keep
no, you
going.
Don't. No, you don't. Okay. It's not the tomato leaf candle.
No,
that was
you
last,
don't. No, you don't.
That was last summer's candle. That was the Jo Malone tomato leaf.
Okay.
This summer's candle is a new fragrance company, Moodcast.
Okay. No, I did not know that.
So the name of the candle is Luminary. So they're these fragrances that are meant to evoke a mood,
okay.
Which I'm all about. But this is a summer candle.
So what does it smell like?
White grapefruit, basil, and rosemary.
Oh, that's great. Herbaceous.
Herbaceous. And citrus, which is a hard to get in a candle that actually smells like something and doesn't just disappear.
That's really nice.
And it just doesn't feel like it makes the room heavier. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like a light candle.
Because some candles, especially more like woody ones or if thick vanilla
even
sweet.
A floral could be like cloying in the summer is just too much.
You just want something that just
so
cuts
a summer
through it.
Candle. Hashtag summer candle.
I love it. What is your summer candle, guys?
Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
I'm doing a lot of crowdsourcing in this episode, but I'm genuinely curious. Okay.
Well, I'll post about my Moodcast one and hear what people have to say.
Okay, my raise a wand is something I just discovered, and I felt like somebody who was never in beauty, and it was like I need that feeling of before I was in beauty, like I need that product. When you try something like
with your friends, it takes a lot to make us feel like that these days.
No, I had that like new product.
What is it?
Okay, so I was at my cousin's house, and I took a shower in the bathroom
and didn't leave towels behind because you're an amazing house guest.
I have to tell you, I think I'm really good. It looked like no one was ever there. But I did use a little bit of this Caudalie shower gel. Now, Caudalie sends us products, and we hear about the new launches, the new Premier Cru, the new Vino Sorbet, all those, you know, the kind of big name ones. But I don't know the line through and through A to B.
And definitely not body care.
A to Z, excuse me. Yeah, and definitely, not body care. So this is kind of, I want to call this like a sleeper hit or like an unsung hero. I used the shower gel. It was the most gorgeous smell. If the word fresh, we've all decided, does not mean anything. but it felt fresh, but at the same time soft. There was like there's musk in it, and there's bergamot.
I'm sorry, who is your cousin that's stuck in her shower with Coda Lee?
She's got good taste.
So
I used it, and then it actually made my skin smell beautiful after, like when I get out of it. Like, you know when something makes you smell?
It's hard to find a shower gel that does it.
Yes.
A body lotion, sure, but a shower gel?
And it's not overwhelming.
Awesome.
I looked it up online because I was like, I need to know more about this product. I think it was only $10.
What?
Unless it was a travel size. Sorry, guys.
Whatever. Get the travel size because you're traveling.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's a good thing to keep, a travel shower gel. I don't do that.
Mm.
You don't want to trust someone's like weird bar soap.
I bring my own bar soap. Oh, no. Never use a used bar soap. You never know what kind of little curlies are going to be on that. Are you kidding me?
That's so gross.
If I see a bar soap in someone else's shower,
I don't
want to
use
far
it.
Away.
I think I haven't been confronted with that yet, but I just had that image.
Uh-uh, you're bringing your
I'm bringing my own cotton. B-I-O-C-B.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.